Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today I would like to take a passage from the book of Habakkuk, Prophet Habakkuk, for our meditation. First, I read a passage, Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Though the fig tree does not blossom, and no fruit is on the vines, though the produce of the olive fails, and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18. Habakkuk may be an obscure prophet. Not many may have heard of him. He was a contemporary of Jeremiah. A prophet of the last hour came at the end of the 7th century BC, when Judah was being threatened by invasion from Babylon. God sent a series of prophets like Zephaniah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Jeremiah to call to conversion. And this prophet had a very particular problem in his mind. His question is, why does evil thrive? Why do evil doers prosper while the just and innocent are persecuted, punished, and destroyed? A question that we also find no answer. Why the innocent suffer? He did not get an answer, but he received a conviction like Job. Job also, the book of Job also asks the same question. Why is it that the innocent are made to suffer while the wicked prosper? Job was given the answer that only God knows his plans. We are not to question his plan. Habakkuk also is given a similar answer. God has his plan of salvation for the entire humanity, and he has his own ways of working out his plan. We cannot judge God and his action with our criteria of good and evil, of punishment and reward. God's word, God's salvation will come and save, but in his own time. Till then, we have to wait for him, wait for the Lord with hope that all that happens in our lives is given to us for our good, for our conversion, maybe for our trust, and also for our growth. The prophet is speaking the language of a farmer. A farmer who has a disastrous year. The trees do not produce fruit, the vines are all dried up, and the flocks are all cut off, nothing prospers. As if a total destruction, gloom is descending on his field. Still, the prophet says, I will hope in the Lord. When apparently everything is falling apart, when my life is going crumbling down, when all my dreams fall apart, when all that I built up crumbled to the ground, still I will trust. I will trust in the Lord because God will help me. Hold on with hope, because this could be an occasion that God is allowing us to participate in the suffering of Christ. We know the cross has its salvific value. It is through the suffering, it is through the death on the cross that Jesus saved us, the humanity. In our suffering, we can participate in that redemptive suffering of Jesus Christ. So let us be happy when we are given a share in the sufferings of Christ, and not panic and not lose hope, not condemn, not curse, but be happy that God has made us worthy or considered us worthy to participate in his own suffering. And this conviction, this faith will be bringing us joy, happiness, and redemption, and also for the whole world. Amen.